With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. This year looks to be a much better one for the U.S. economy than business economists were forecasting just a few months ago. That according to a survey released Monday by the National Association for Business Economics. The economy looks set to grow at 2.2% this year after adjusting for inflation, up from an earlier forecast of 1.3%. Overseas, talks continue that could lead to an extended pause in the Gaza war.
Israeli media reports that there is progress on an agreement for a ceasefire lasting several weeks between Israel and Hamas. This includes the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The Israeli chief of staff also spoke about the negotiations in a meeting with IDF commanders. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, as the Russia-Ukraine war enters its third year, the Biden administration's imposed hundreds of new sanctions on Russia.
President Biden said the latest sanctions come in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's brutal war of conquest and to the death of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
But while previous sanctions have increased costs for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin and his forces. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The World Trade Organization opening its biennial meeting in the United Arab Emirates as the bloc faces pressure from the U.S. and other nations ahead of a year of consequential elections around the globe. The WTO's 164 member nations will discuss a deal to ban subsidies that contribute to overfishing, extending a pause on taxes on digital media like movies and video games, as well as agricultural issues. Asian shares mostly lower this morning, although the Tokyo stock markets touched another record high in morning trading. This is SRN News. A wide-ranging transgender bill is under consideration in Illinois.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Hindus are again persecuting Christians in India, the most recent during a celebration of the opening of a new Hindu temple in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Locals there climbed onto the roofs of several churches and planted Hindu flags with pagan deities. International Christian Concern reports persecution of believers is on the rise all across the country with national elections looming. This is SRN News. The most stolen books from San Francisco's public library shelves are those about recovering from addiction.
So now city officials want to provide universal access to free drug recovery books, including Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step recovery book. San Francisco City Supervisor Matt Dorsey has introduced legislation to create a program to distribute addiction recovery books for free at the city's 27 public libraries. A pilot program launched last April has distributed more than 2,600 books about beating addiction. John Scott reporting.
Nearly 4 months after a judge tossed out the results of a Democratic mayoral primary in Connecticut's largest city and ordered a new election, the race remains in limbo. With a do-over general election set for Tuesday, the fourth time registered Democrats will have voted in this protracted race. Many Bridgeport voters just want it to be over. More at SRNnews.com.